आवभूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयतां श्रुतौ पंगममौ मत्सरवस्तुतां भोज राधा महत्सेवादारमाहु विमुक्ते समद्वारं जोषितां संनिसंगं महान्तस्ते समचित्या प्रशान्त्या विमन्नमस्तु हृदसाधोति. Last meeting, we had been describing the symptoms of Mahatma, great soul. So the first symptom is that he is equal to everyone, samasiddha. And the next qualification is prashanta. Prashanta means pacified. He is not disturbed by any material anxiety. And why a great soul should be disturbed by material anxiety? Because he has no material desire. Anyone who has that material desire, he is full of material anxiety. But one who has no material desire, one who lives only for serving Krishna, naturally he has no anxiety. Prashant. There is another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted by Jamuna Acharya, that he says, bhavantam evam charan nirantak. Bhavantam evam charan taran prashanta nishtisa manorathantara. Kadahamai kanthika nitta kinkara prahat sahishyami sanat jiv. It is very important verse. Sri Jamuna Acharya says, my dear Lord, bhavantam evam charan nirantak, when I shall be fully engaged in your service. This is the process of being freed from all anxiety. Just like this child. This child is restless. He's going here, going there. But if the child is given some engagement, toy, which she likes, then she will remain there, pacified, and will not disturb anyone. That is natural. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So long we are not again linked up with His service, it is so long we are not again re-established in our lost relationship with Krishna, we shall remain restless. That is our natural condition. It's like his child is crying, restless. But as soon as the mother takes the child on the lap, the child is immediately pacified. Why? Because the child wants that. She cannot express what she wants. She is crying. But she has no language to express. But she can express her feeling as soon as she is on the lap of the mother. She understands, now I am satisfied. Fully satisfied. You can also understand. So even there is no language, there is a stage of satisfaction. And that stage is Krishna consciousness. As soon as one comes to the stage of Krishna consciousness, he'll be satisfied. And unless he comes to that stage, he'll always be disturbed, full of anxiety. Therefore, our prayer should be, how we shall be 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. Bhavantam eva saran nirantaram prashanta nishesha. I'm just trying to explain the word prashanta, pacifism, how one can be pacified, fully satisfied. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, a boy, he wanted the kingdom of his father, and he underwent severe penances to see God, Narayana, so that he may ask his benediction to be, seated on the throne of his father. That was his desire. He went to forest to undertake severe penances to see Narayana, so that he can ask from him the benediction that he should have seated on the throne of his father, because it's by the intrigue of his stepmother, he was rejected by his father. He wanted, that is, that material desire we, every one of us, in conditioned state, we want. Sometimes we completely, we become very much obstinate that I must have this. And we work very hard. Just like in Europe, that Hitler, he wanted supremacy over Europe, and he fought very valiantly, but at the end he became vanquished. Similarly, in the material world, we have got so many desires, and we want to fulfill it, and for which we work very hard, but at the end it becomes frustrating. That is the nature of the material world. You cannot have anything here permanent. However hard you work, you may achieve that, not only in this material world. Even you achieve the liberation, perfectional state, as the impersonalist philosophers want. They want Nibbana. Just like Buddha, they want Nibbana, extinction of this material, conditional life. That is called Nibbana. And the Mayavadi philosopher, impersonally, they want not only extinction of this material pain, but they want to be situated in spiritual consciousness only. But our Vaishnava philosophy is that you cannot keep yourself in spiritual consciousness unless you are fully engaged in spiritual activity. That is the perfect philosophy. So, Jamunacharya is praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, when I shall achieve that stage of life, when I shall be fully engaged in your service. Bhavantam evam charan nirantaram. Nirantaram means without any interval. In the material world, after working for some time, you want an interval for rest. But if you are actually engaged in spiritual activities, you won't like to be rested. You want to continue. All right. What? Rest will be disgusting. Of course, so long we have got this material body, we have to take rest. But this rest is also not required, because in the spiritual world there is no such fatigue. Everyone is always active. So that is perfectional spirit. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram prashanta nishesha manorathantaram. And how one can be pacified fully? When he does not manufacture a fulfillment of desire. We manufacture. The whole material world is going on by manufacturing ideas. The so-called scientists, the so-called philosophers, poets, they are manufacturing ideas that we shall be happy in this way, in that way. This will not help us, this manufacturing. I may be satisfied by some manufactured ideas, just like in USA especially, the frustrated, confused younger generation. They are manufacturing ideas that we shall be happy in this way. But that is not possible. You cannot be happy. So long you manufacture ideas, you may be pacified for some time, but it will not exist. Therefore, you have to stop this manufacturing process, that I shall be happy in this way. No. That is called free of anxiety. If you want to manufacture that I shall be happy in this way, that will also create another anxiety. That will create another anxiety. Therefore, Yamunacharya says, prashanta nishesa manorathantra. Manorathantram, this particular word is used, mind, on the chariot of mind. In the material stage of life, you are being driven by the chariot of mind. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, bhravayan sarvabhutani jantra rurani mayaya. Bhravayan sarvabhutani. All living entities are traveling within this material world in different species of life, in different planets. Sarvabhutani, jantra rurani mayaya. On the chariot given by the material energy. So that is mind. So long we shall travel on the chariot of the mind, manorapa, then there is no question of or being freed from anxiety. Therefore we have to give up this chariot of mind. The chariot of mind will not give us satisfaction. We have to transcend the mental state, the intellectual state, the philosopher. They are intellectually trying to be happy. That also we have to transcend. We have come to the spiritual platform, Brahma-bhuta. And not only come to the spiritual platform, we must have spiritual engagement. And that is Krishna consciousness. We have got engagement. We are not only satisfied that I am spirit, aham brahmasmi. No. There must be duties of the Brahma. The Brahma must be engaged. Otherwise, because we want some work, because we are active, we are not just like stones. We cannot sit down. So there must be activity. Just study the nature of the child. He's always active, must be doing something. Maybe it is useless, but they ask, how can you stop the child's activity? That is not possible. Similarly, we are active. So simply by understanding that I am spirit soul will not help me. I must be active in the spiritual world. And that is Krishna consciousness. Everyone is engaged in some activity of Krishna consciousness. And that is making prashant. Nishesha manorathant kadaha maikam tikanishtapinkara. That stage of pacified condition of life can be attained, as it is stated by Yamunacharya, kadaha maikam tikanishtapinkara. Vaikantika. Vaikantika means absolutely, without diverting my mind in any other thing. Nitya kinka, eternally servant of God, eternally servant of Krishna. when I am convinced in that way, then I shall be happy. Kadaho ikantika nitta kinkara praharsayishyami. Praharsayishyami means I shall be always jolly. How? I shall be jolly. Sanata jivita. Because I will live it under the protection of my Lord. Just like this child is happy. He is happy because it knows, the child knows, that I have got my parents. As soon as there is some danger, I shall immediately call my mother, and mother will give me protection. This confidence is there. She doesn't care for anyone. She wants to go to test the fire. Mother is going behind her to give her protection. That is natural. So, as soon as we become free from all these designations, manufacturing process of the mind and intellect, and fully engaged in Krishna's service, therefore we require to be trained in the service of Krishna, under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, training. In this way, when you are fully trained, we shall leave that state that I am protected by Krishna. Krishna gives you assurance. Aham tam sarvapapebhyo mokhesya. I shall give you liberation from all sorts of sinful reaction of your life. Then immediately as I will come to Krishna, of course, it does not mean that anyone who comes to Krishna or Krishna's representative, he has finished all the reaction of his past sinful activities. That is not possible. Everyone is full with his past, full with the result of his past sinful. Here in this material world, whatever you do, it is more or less all sinful activity. So therefore, our life is always full with sinful activity. So when you surrender to Krishna through his transcendent Maya media, not that immediately your sinful activities are stopped, but because you surrender to the Supreme, he absorbs your sinful activities. He makes you free. But you should be conscious that I shall not commit anymore. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he accepted Jagai Madhai, a great sinful brother, he simply asked them, you simply promise that henceforward you shall not commit any sinful activity. Whatever you have done, I am taking, I am absorbed. That is the promise. So, the Lord or the spiritual master absorbs. But we should be conscious that we shall not commit any more sinful activities so that my spiritual master, our Krishna, will have to again accept them on my behalf. We should be conscious. The Christian process that going to the church, confession. That's very nice. You confess. And God, our God's supremacy, is quite able to excuse you and to make you free from all sinful reactions. But why should you commit again? Why should you commit again? This is not good. Lord Jesus Christ, the Christians believe that he has taken the reaction of everyone's sinful activities and he has suffered by crucifixion. That's all right. But why should you commit again the same sin for which Lord Jesus Christ suffered? This is less intelligent. We should not indulge in that. In our 10 kinds of offenses, in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there is one item, you know, namnat balat just sahi papa bhuti. We are chanting Hare Krishna. So we are, becoming free from the sinful reaction of our past activity. But if we think that because I am now, I have got a machine of chanting Hare Krishna, so I shall commit as much sin as possible and it will be counteracted by this process, so that is the greatest thing. You cannot do that. You cannot make Hare Krishna mantra as agent of nullifying your sinful activity. Similarly, you cannot make God or its agent or its representative as a machine for counteracting your sinful activity. You should stop. Therefore, nishesa manorakham pram, nishesa. You must face all kinds of sinful activity. We prescribe to our students that you should not do this, you should not do this, you should not do this. That is a warning that these are the different gates of sinful activity. If you indulge in illicit sex life, then you open the gate of sinful activity and you go deeper and deeper. Similarly, if you take meat eating, that is also opening the gate of sinful activity. Similarly, if you indulge in gambling or in intoxication, these are the gates, as Rishabhdev has said, tamadhyaram jyotitam sangvisangam. If you indulge in the process of, these are sense gratificatory process. Why a person eats meat? It is simple sense gratification. Now our students have given up eating meat. Are they dying? They are eating nicely, chapati, vegetables. So, it is simply sense gratification that I like this. Oh, why do you like it? This is not a liking thing. But we shall, for sense gratification, we are prepared to enter into the darkest region of the hell. We should not do that. Therefore, prashant. So, a spiritual master or a representative of Krishna or Mahatma, he is prashant, prashantamhi. He is freed from all these manufacturing process of the mind. He is no more conducted by the dictation of the mind. He is conducted by the dictation of Krishna. Or Krishna's word, just like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's word. Krishna and Krishna's words are not different. So if you abide by the words of Krishna's Krishna, just like Bhagavad Gita, there are many others, then you are abiding by Krishna. You are not abiding by the dictation of your mind. That's the motto of our life. And a spiritual master or Mahatma is he who is situated in that position. He is not dictated by the mind. He is simply following the scripture injunction. Therefore he is prashant. Samachitta, prashantya. And vimannava. Vimannava means without any anger. Anger. A devotee should not be angry. But that does not mean that he has lost his capacity of anger. No. Everything is there. Just like a person does not have illicit sex, that does not mean he has no sexual capacity. He has full sexual capacity, but he does not want to do it. Unless it is required for certain purpose. That example is given just like the tortoise. The tortoise, as soon as he likes, he opens his different limbs from the body. And as soon as it does not like, immediately, it winds within the body. So we should be like that. That is the real control. Vimannava. Vimannava means that devotee does not generally become angry. But that does not mean that he has lost his power of becoming angry. No. He can become angry at any time, when it is required, and when he should be angry. He is angry, krodha bhakta desijan. He will be angry when there is somebody who is against God and God's devotee. He should be angry. As soon as one says, blasphemy, that I am God, there is no God, immediately he should be very angry. Because he is preaching false things. He is blaspheming against the Supreme Lord. That he is God, he is making God as very cheap. He should be very angry. Bhakta, they say, just like our student Govindadas in Hawaii, in a meeting, she became very angry in the so-called the incarnation of God and God. And there, perhaps you know this incident, and people did not say, of course, Govindadas, but they heard her husband, Govindasundara. So, but she became very angry. Heard these rascals and so many things she spoke. So she did like a heroine. I very much like it. So we should be very much angry. When? When there is anything against God and God's devotee. But generally, for my personal interest, I should not be angry. All that. If you would like to call me by illness, I don't mind. So go on with your business. I do not become angry. So just like Hanumanji, Bajrangaji, he set fire in the kingdom of Ravana. A very beautiful kingdom, almost made of all gold. But he set fire in the capital of Lanka. He became very angry. But why he became angry? Not for his personal interest. But he was angry for the interest of Lord Rama. Sita, the Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Rama, was kidnapped by this man, Ravana, and he was very angry that he has kidnapped my Lord's spiritual energy, Sita. I shall set fire in his very valuable capsule. So this anger, this demonstration of anger and setting fire was accepted as service. So we should know where to be angry, not that for our personal interest. Generally, those who are devotees, they are not angry. Just I see the example of Arjuna. Arjuna was so much harassed, all the five brothers, by the opposite party's cousin brothers. They insulted their wife, Draupadi. They wanted to make naked Draupadi, because they lost Draupadi in the gambling. They said, gambling is so sinful, you see. The Kshatriyas are allowed to gamble. So the bet was, they made a trick. Now bet your wife. So if a Kshatriya is challenged to bet something, they cannot deny. Yes, I am betting my wife. And they lost in the game. So the wife became the property of the other party. So they wanted to retaliate only. So then in the assembly they said, well, Draupadi has now become our property. Whatever we like, we can do. So we want to see her naked beauty. This was the demand. So the one of the brothers, Duryodhana, was asked, make her, let her see. So she became the property. The others, they did not protest, but Krishna supplied. clothing as much as required. He has seen the Jogodish Vatsahara. So these Pandavas were so much harassed. They were by trick taken away their kingdom. They were put into a house which was set into fire. Their wife was insulted. They were driven to the forest for 12 years. So many things harassed. But still, when there was fighting in front, when he saw his brother standing, and he said, "Oh, I will have to fight with my cousin brother. Krishna, I am not going to fight. You see how much tolerant. Not at all angry. This is the position. In order to make him angry, the whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to him. Just see. This is the position that for personal interest, a devotee or a Mahatma is never angry. Never angry. You see the case of Arjuna. But when Krishna, he understood that Krishna wanted this fight, it is Krishna's desire. Oh, it became immediate. Yes, Karishe Bhatanamta, yes, I shall fight. That's all I shall fight. And he fought and killed everyone. So generally the devotees are not cruel, angry, but they can be the foremost angry person for Krishna's sake. So generally we should not be angry. A Mahatma is never angry. It's a Bhimannava. Bhimannava, Surhida, Suhida. Hida means heart. And Su means good, good heart. A devotee, a Mahatma, is good heart. How he is good heart? He sees everyone, that this living entity, especially human being, he is engrossed in the clutches of Maya, he is suffering. Let me try to make you understand the Krishna consciousness or his eternal relationship with Krishna. He tries everywhere. That is his duty. He doesn't mind whether he is failure. Failure or success, he doesn't mind. But he thinks, this conditioned soul is suffering. Let me do something. Therefore, Vaishnava's prayer is, Vancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhayavat. Vaishnava, he is just like the ocean of mercy. He always feels for the sufferings of the humanity. That is their business. And people think that they have taken relief from all social work. But a Vaishnava is giving the best social service because he knows what the cause of suffering, how people can be saved. Therefore, he is Suhida. Suhida means well-wisher friend. A Vaishnava, or a spiritual master, or a saintly person, is Suhida. Suhida means he is well-wisher friend, as Krishna is Suhida. He is friend of all living in Suhida Sarabhutana. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find. Similarly, Vaishnava, Krishna's devotee, is also Suhida. Sridha Sarabhutta, Sridha. A Sadhava. And Sadhava means well behaved. Sadhava, Sadhata. His character is fine, without any spot. So these are the qualifications of Sadhu, Mahatma, a spiritual master. Samachitta, Prashanta, Bhimannava, Suhida, and Sadhava. So, when one is in contact with such persons, then the door of liberation is open. If one is in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, it should be understood, if he follows his instructions, then it is sure and certain that he is going to Krishna without any prayer. Thank you very much. Any question? Yes.
Are all living entities always in the discussion at all times true motives? Are all living entities always in the discussion at all times true motives? At all times?
Yes. But he generally he is under the protection. But in spite of all protection, if he violates the rules and regulations, he becomes immediately subjected to the laws of nature. Just like Krishna says, his protection, he says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ hitaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja ahaṁ sarva pāpaḥ mokkho iṣyāmi māṁ. You just surrender unto me. You give up all other occupation and duty. You simply become Krishna conscious. And I give you, immunity or protection from all sins. But if you do not accept, the Krishna will not force you. So, he is giving protection to everyone, generally. Nitya nityanam sitam sitadana. Not only giving the human society, the animal society, the birds, trees, don't you see how the arrangement is there? Everyone is living under such conditions. Just like a prisoner. Prisoners are condemned at the same time given protection by the God. Within the prison wall, they are protected. If somebody comes to kill them, the government immediately calls for military or police to protect them. But because they are condemned, they are put into the prison. Similarly, all living entities, they are children. They are sons of God. So God is giving them all protection. Krishna is giving them all protection. But by misuse of their little freedom, They are misusing their livers, therefore they are put into this material world. Otherwise, generally, the protection is there. Any other question? Yes, try to understand clearly this pleasure of it. Tadviddhi pranipātena parishpaśnena sevaya. These things are required. You should try to understand the transcendental subject. First of all, surrender, pranipāt, then parishpaśna. You cannot question if you are not surrendered. Just like the other day, one rascal was asking, he is not a surrendered soul. Jamiji, you know, Krishna consciousness, this is. So, this is not the process of question. One must surrender. Otherwise, we have no right to question. Pranipatena, pariprasnena, and seva. Seva means service. You must find out a suitable person where you can question and get the proper answer, spiritual mark. That means surrender. Then question is not a challenge. Question is to understand, which I could not follow. I may ask repeatedly to understand. So two sides, seva, service, and surrender. And in the middle, Paripurasana. The Paripurasana is required. Otherwise, how one can understand? So questions are required. But that question is not a challenge. You should not question any person by challenging spirit. You should simply question, being inquisitive to know. That is bona fide. Otherwise, if you question just to examine his strength, that will create only fighting spirit. That's not good. So you should question or put your question to a person who can actually answer. That means you must question only to the spiritual master. Otherwise you may be misled. He may give you some wrong information. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya upadeshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattudati. All right, chant.